I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
I don't know if you ever got that call when you're at work from home and saying, you got to come home now. There's something wrong with the house. Well, there's a guy in Detroit who got a call Thursday last week. One of those calls which, maybe you got a call about there's flooding in your house or there's, a tree came down on your house or something like that. All right. That's weird to catch it. But this guy got a call. Hey, there's an 18-foot snake on your roof. In Detroit. Oh, it didn't catch him by that much of a surprise because it turns out it was his python that was up on his roof.
18-footer?
18-foot python on the garage roof in Detroit in this guy's house. God. People in, you got people who are flocking around the garage. They see this thing up there before he gets home, and everybody in the neighborhood is standing around and looking at this thing. It's this guy's python, which got loose, named Juliet. Juliet the python. He was off at work, and he said, yeah, I got a phone call from a neighbor telling me I had a big-ass snake on the roof of my garage. So he gets home right away, and, he sees all these people gather around. Some of them are throwing rocks at his snake, like they wanted to get down from there. I said, what are you doing? He says, why are you throwing rocks at it? And he got up on the roof and...
Come on, Juliet.
Talked it down or something.
We've had enough fun today.
Got it back in its cage.
I think Juliet was going up on the roof to survey the pets in the neighborhood, just to kind of like look at the different yards and
who can I eat next?
Look at that over there. There's a couple cats and a dog. I mean, you can't get to be 18 feet.
That's right, without doing that.
Mm-hmm. A woman in Mississippi posted something on Facebook, and then the newspapers caught up with it, and then the news cameras got on it, and now it's just turned into a big mess for a local car dealership, Mack Hake Flowood Dealership. I don't know, some kind of place where she took her truck to get serviced. This is Penny Ivy Thompson, and the story that started on Facebook, where she'd taken her truck to get serviced at the dealership. And later that day, she's driving down the road and sees there's her truck tailgating another car down the middle of the road, taking the center lane down the road. That's my truck. So she starts following the truck, thinking, what's going on with, how come the guy first is driving like a jerk?
Yeah.
It'd be one thing maybe if they're out driving it, testing it, make sure it's running right or whatever, but this guy's kind of driving like a jerk. And so she follows him, and the guy pulls into the Lowe's parking lot and goes into Lowe's to start buying some stuff. I guess he needed a pickup truck. And here's this girl's pickup truck. So I'm going to take this to Lowe's, pick up a couple things I need.
They do rent them at Lowe's, those pickup trucks.
I think so. So anyways, she starts documenting this on her phone and all this kind of stuff. And she says, what should I do now? And she found her spare key in her purse and stole her own Dodge truck from the Lowe's parking lot and then parked it a couple spots away and waited to see the guy come out of the store. And he comes out with his bag full of goods and whatever. I guess it didn't really need a pickup truck because he had it wasn't like he was picking up lumber. But nonetheless, he comes walking out of the store, standing there in the parking lot. Where's my car? Or where's this lady's truck? So then she ends up calling the dealership. How's my truck coming along? And they said, yeah, it's great. Everything's all good. And she's like, really? Because I'm looking at it right now over here in the Lowe's parking lot. And then so the manager fired the guy, and then he got onto the news, and it turned into a mess.
Yeah, it's hard to – you can't talk your way out of that one there.
No.
All right, and then finally a guy in Ohio. Police there in Ohio are calling him Mr. Slim Jim Pants, the thief there. Police investigating the theft of more than $1,000 worth of Slim Jims from a gas station. The shoplifter swiped the beef sticks between 11:48 p.m. and midnight on April 1st. Surveillance footage showing the guy walking into the gas station and taking multiple Slim Jim jerky sticks valued at $1,012.66. The man then went into the restroom and stuffed the Slim Jims down his sweatpants.
Yeah, the price went down after that.
He has so many jerky sticks.
Gotta mark those down.
On his body that he bent over to tighten the bottom strings of his sweats because they would have fallen out, apparently.
seal off the cuffs.
How much is a slim? Are they a buck, a couple bucks? Whatever. That's the even if they're $2, I don't know what they are, but this guy sounds like he had a couple hundred at least down his sweatpants, I would think, unless it was like those real tall ones, those like foot-long Slim Jims. The suspect is still at large, although after eating about $1,000 worth of beef sticks, the first place I'd check is a gastroenterologist's office.
I can't believe it's news.
He's going to be logging some hours in there, I would think.